OpenAI is getting into the media business. Last week, the artificial intelligence company bought a tech industry talk show that's popular with a small but influential audience of Silicon Valley insiders. As NPR's Shannon Bond reports, it is the latest effort by a company under scrutiny to shape its public narrative.
The Technology Business Programming Network, or TBPN, has been described as sports center for Silicon Valley.
You're watching TBPN.
Today is Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. We are live.
Hosts Jordy Hayes and John Coogan launched the show in October 2024.
Right. We are live from the TBPN Ultra Dome, the temple of technology, the fortress of finance, the capital of capital.
The pair live streams for 3 hours straight every weekday, a mix of friendly interviews with tech titans, insidery gossip, and celebrations of funding rounds.
Hit that gong. Love it.
TBPN is decidedly not a household name. Its X account has around 340,000 followers. But its audience is a devoted one, from startup founders to wealthy investors to executives, including OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, who says it's his favorite tech show. Altman has been friendly with co-host Coogan for more than a decade since investing in his first company. The OpenAI CEO has made multiple appearances on the show, most recently in February, to talk up his company's latest coding update.
Where should we start? Should we start with the model or frontier?
Can we start with the model just because I'm having so much fun with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
The show's defining trait is techno-optimism, says Elizabeth Spires, a columnist and media strategist who co-founded the website Gawker.
They generally believe that most of what's happening in Silicon Valley is a good thing for society. It's a good thing for innovation. And you can sort of see that in the way that their viewpoint comes across in the coverage.
In a blog post, OpenAI said it sees the show as a place for conversations about artificial intelligence with the people building and using the technology. It says the show will remain editorially independent, while also describing the deal as part of its communications strategy. For tech scholar and critic Sarah Watson, OpenAI's move reflects the industry's growing anxiety over the public perception of AI.
To me, this reads as AI and tech has a larger narrative change problem.
An NBC News poll in March found a majority of Americans think the risks of AI outweigh its benefits. Altman himself recently said that he miscalibrated the level of distrust towards AI. Those concerns also exist within big AI companies. Watson points to staffers who have recently quit, including a safety researcher at rival Anthropic who said he was abandoning the field altogether to study poetry.
There's enough people who are leaving these companies to become poets that there is a need for supporting the optimistic viewpoint.
That's a change for the tech industry, which enjoyed largely positive coverage for decades. Now, many tech giants are running a familiar playbook, buying or creating media that can reflect positively on their brands, like GE did in the 50s.
Here is Ronald Reagan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, it is my pleasure to appear with Cloris Leachman on the General Electric Theater.
4 decades later, Microsoft partnered with NBC News to launch MSNBC. Today, companies from JPMorgan Chase to Trader Joe's have their own podcasts, while tech moguls Jeff Bezos and Mark Benioff are legacy media owners. Margaret O'Meara is a history professor at the University of Washington. She says OpenAI's acquisition fits the mold of tech companies and venture capital firms launching their own media channels.
These are vehicles that are advancing the goals of their owners and sponsors.
But she says there's a risk that TBPN could appear too controlled, despite OpenAI's assurances of independence.
It's a double-edged sword, right? If a journalistic outlet is seen as just being a company organ, kind of a PR vehicle, then perhaps its audience is not going to take its messaging quite as seriously.
The question is, will TBPN remain a favorite of the Silicon Valley elite? Shannon Bond, NPR News.